Have you ever watched an airplane that everyone else has given up on, just refused to leave the sky? I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about an aircraft that should be retired by now. Every airline that ever flew it has moved on, the manufacturer doesn't even exist anymore, and yet FedEx just committed $175 million to keep it flying. We're talking about the McDonnell Douglas MD-11. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what you need to know about this story because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The MD-11 has a complicated reputation. It started life as an updated version of the DC-10, which itself had a troubled history with cargo door failures. And the 1979 American Airlines crash at O'Hare McDonnell Douglas designed the MD-11 in the late 80s as a long-range widebody with three engines, two under the wings, one mounted in the vertical stabilizer. It was supposed to compete with the Boeing 747 and the Airbus A340. It did not. The airplane had range problems from day one. McDonnell Douglas had promised airlines a specific range and fuel burn, and the production aircraft couldn't deliver. The numbers were off by enough that airlines noticed. KLM, Swiss Air, Delta, American, they all operated the type, and they all eventually walked away. The last passenger MD-11 flight was operated by KLM back in 2014. But here's where the story gets interesting for the cargo world. FedEx didn't just inherit a few of these airplanes. They are now the last major operator of the MD-11 on the planet, with a fleet of roughly 60 aircraft. And instead of phasing them out the way every airline did, FedEx is doubling down. That $175 million investment is going toward heavy structural maintenance, avionics upgrades, and extending the service life of these airframes well into the next decade. So why would a company as operationally sophisticated as FedEx pour that kind of money into a 50-year-old design when modern widebodies are available? The answer comes down to cargo economics, and it's a lesson in how differently freight operators think about airplanes compared to passenger airlines. First, the MD-11's main deck cargo door is enormous. It can swallow oversized freight that would require disassembly to fit into a 767 or even some 777 configurations. When you're moving oddly shaped industrial equipment, engine components, or large medical devices, that door matters. It's not just about volume, it's about what fits through the opening. Second, the airplane's range limitations that killed it as a passenger jet are far less relevant in the cargo world. FedEx operates a hub-and-spoke system. Most of their MD-11 routes are domestic or short-to-medium international segments, Memphis to Anchorage, Indianapolis to Paris. They're not trying to fly nonstop from New York to Singapore. When you shorten the routes, the MD-11's range deficit, compared to newer types, becomes almost irrelevant. Third, and this is the big one, replacement economics. A new Boeing 777 freighter has a list price north of $400 million. The 767 freighter, which is going out of production, was running around $220 million. FedEx's $175 million to extend the life of their entire MD-11 fleet is less than the cost of a single new widebody freighter. The math is not subtle. Now, there are trade-offs. The MD-11 burns more fuel per ton mile than a modern twin-engine freighter. Three engines drink more than two. The type requires specialized maintenance knowledge that's getting harder to find as the workforce that grew up on the airplane ages out. Parts availability is a constant concern for any out-of-production aircraft. McDonnell Douglas merged with Boeing in 1997, and Boeing has made it clear they have no interest in supporting the type indefinitely. But FedEx has built their own ecosystem around this airplane. They have the tooling, the parts inventory, the maintenance infrastructure, and the institutional knowledge. Walking away from the MD-11 doesn't just mean buying new airplanes. It means rebuilding an entire logistics chain around a different airframe. That transition cost is enormous, and it's the kind of thing that doesn't show up in a simple fuel burn comparison. There's also a practical reality about the freight market that passenger aviation people sometimes overlook. Cargo doesn't care about seat pitch or in-flight entertainment. A package doesn't complain about turbulence. The airplane needs to be reliable. It needs to carry the load, and it needs to fit the network. The MD-11 checks those boxes for FedEx's operation, and no amount of marketing for a newer type changes that calculation until the maintenance costs cross a threshold that makes replacement unavoidable. This affects you if you're watching the broader aviation market. The MD-11 story is a case study in how fleet economics actually work. Airlines retire aircraft based on passenger expectations, fuel cost sensitivity, and competitive pressure. Cargo operators retire aircraft based on one thing. Can they still make money flying it? As long as the answer is yes, the airplane keeps flying. It's also worth noting that FedEx's commitment to the MD-11 has kept an entire support industry alive. There are maintenance shops, parts suppliers, and engineering firms that exist specifically because FedEx keeps writing checks. When FedEx eventually does retire the type, and they will someday, that ecosystem collapses overnight. We've seen it before with other types. The moment the last major operator walks away, the supply chain evaporates. For those of you who are airplane enthusiasts or spotters, enjoy the MD-11 while it's still flying. That distinctive three-engine silhouette and the high-pitched whine of those CF-6 engines on approach are becoming rarer every year. The airplane is a living piece of aviation history, the last trijet in regular commercial service, and FedEx is the only reason you can still see one on a ramp anywhere in the world. The broader trend in freight aviation is exactly what you'd expect. Newer, more efficient twins are taking over. The Boeing 7778 freighter is the hot ticket right now. Airbus is pushing their A350 freighter. But fleet transitions take years, sometimes decades, and airlines, even cargo airlines, don't retire perfectly functional revenue-generating aircraft just because something newer exists. They retire them when the economics flip. For the MD-11 at FedEx, that day is coming. But it isn't here yet. And there's something in that stubbornness worth respecting. In an industry obsessed with the next generation, the next platform, the next efficiency gain, here's an airplane designed in the 1980s, built by a company that no longer exists, powered by engines nobody would spec for a new design, and it's still earning its keep every single night hauling packages across continents. $175 million says the MD-11 isn't done yet. This story comes from the team at Simple Flying, and you can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart out there.